From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The UN Security Council is calling for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas as thousands of Palestinians are heading to refugee shelters. Daniel Estrin reports from Jerusalem.
Several thousand Palestinians left the northern Gaza Strip after the Israeli army placed phone calls and dropped leaflets warning them to leave by noon today, local time. And Israel is expected to carry out what it calls a focused attack on the northern part of the Gaza Strip, where Israel says rockets are being launched toward Israel.
Daniel Estrin reporting from Jerusalem. The UN Relief and Works Agency is helping the displaced people from Gaza, providing food and shelter in schools. Spokesman Christopher Gunness says protection from airstrikes is a top concern.
It's a very small sliver of land, and essentially there is nowhere safe to run in times that we're now seeing. So we pray that UN installations can be safe, but when you look at what happened in 2008, 2009, the conclusion is that perhaps they're not.
The Palestinian Health Ministry in Gaza says the death toll from the Israeli military offensive now stands at 170, with more than 1,000 wounded. In Afghanistan, rival presidential candidates who were both claiming victory in last month's runoff election have reached an agreement. NPR's Sean Carberry reports from Kabul.
Every vote that was cast, all 8 million of them, will be transported to Kabul by NATO. And at a center in Kabul, they will all be audited under the supervision of the United Nations, international election monitors, and teams from both campaigns. That process is expected to take several weeks at this point. Once the audit is finished, the winner will be determined, and at that point, both candidates have agreed to abide by the outcome of this audit without any challenge after that.
NPR's Sean Carberry in Kabul. Germany has won the World Cup, beating Argentina 1-0. As Esme Nicholson reports from Berlin, fans of Germany will be celebrating there throughout the night.
It was a tense match that went into extra time at 0-0. Nervous it might all end in penalty shootouts, Germany fans breathed a sigh of relief when just 8 minutes before the final whistle, substitute Mario Götze scored, winning Germany its fourth World Cup title. Standing outside a Berlin bar in the rain, 31-year-old salesman Andreas Wagner was relieved but not surprised by Germany's victory, saying, "If anyone has earned it, it's Germany, because their effort has been constant throughout the tournament. Their first championship victory since they triumphed over Argentina in 1990, Germany are now the highest scorers in World Cup history, with a total of 224 goals. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
In world markets, Asian markets are open and trading higher at last check. The Nikkei in Japan up 0.2%. This is NPR. The Pakistani schoolgirl Malala, who was shot in the head by the Taliban 2 years ago, is visiting Nigeria. It's part of her campaign for better education for girls and women. The BBC's John Simpson reports she said in a statement she's visiting that country to honor the kidnapped girls who sacrificed so much to get an education.
Malala, who arrived last night on her 17th birthday, has chosen Nigeria because of its dreadful record on education. Only just over half of all Nigerian children aged between 6 and 11 go to school. Malala made the point when she arrived that poor education and terrorism often go hand in hand, and it'll be 3 months to the day tomorrow since the extremist Islamic movement Boko Haram kidnapped nearly 300 girls from a school in northeastern Nigeria.
The BBC's John Simpson in Abuja. The Lundberg survey says the average price of a gallon of gasoline is falling, down 4 cents over the past 3 weeks to $3.67 a gallon on average. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says Libya and Iraq have a lot to do with the price drop.
Production is up from Libya at last, and there has not been a decimation of supply out of Iraq. What this has done is made the oil market breathe a sigh of relief, as it were.
The Lundberg survey shows Tulsa, Oklahoma, had the lowest average price in their survey at $3.35 a gallon. San Francisco had the highest average price at $4.12 a gallon. At the box office this weekend, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes took the number one spot. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.